Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
About that Rahm Emanuel decision to end his campaign for re-election, there are two things this morning that are for sure, only two. M&M, you know, like the candy M&Ms. In Chicago politics, there's no candy. It's money and media. Money that buys a candidate repetition on television, and media that determines which candidate is most prominent in the news and most popular in the editorials. At the moment, there are 12 candidates running, and many more wanting to run because they're convinced they can win. It's been hardly 48 hours since Rahm dropped out, but already there's more wheeling and dealing in Chicago than in Washington in the Congress. And by the weekend in the Sunday papers, there'll be more speculation about the race for mayor than about the Bears versus Packers. Emanuel is out because his speculation was he might lose. Now comes the scramble for Rahm's cash, or at least for the 1%ers in his Rolodex. My speculation is that some bigger names than those already running are now motoring up, white, black, and Latino. Because Chicago elections are mostly about race and ethnicity, the smarter ones are joining forces behind one of their own to do what Harold Washington did to get where he got. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.